Divorce is a new thing in Hindu society. And according to traditional priests, it's looked at as similarly to a widow or a widower. So an aunt or an uncle and his wife or her husband would officiate at the wedding and give the bride away and so forth. The priests tell us that nowadays in the breakdown of society, that widows and divorced people don't come close to the bride or groom, and this also replies to any of the samskaras such as name giving or first feeding or writing the first letter for a child. But they hang in the back because they're paying the bill, so they feel like they can participate a little bit. And that erodes on this custom, and we see the breakdown of society because society and the strength of society comes from properly managed religious ceremonies within the churches and temples of synagogues and mosques of every nation. This is a deep mystical practice, as religion is mystical, and it has long-reaching effects. So we shouldn't feel badly if we're divorced or widowed. I myself attended the Nagapan wedding in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, but only the first part. The bride and groom read their personal pledges to me outside of the temple, outside of the wedding hall, and then I departed and didn't attend the high ceremony. Why? We didn't want her husband to think, well, there's a way out for me from this marriage. I can always become a sannyasin. We didn't want her to think my husband might run away and become a sannyasin. So since they didn't see any sannyasins there, that never came up in the mind. The impression was not in the mind. And I hope this explains this to you, and your mother and father can come to Nepal Mahendran and fit in properly according to traditional Sanatana Dharma custom and culture.